We need each other. And even as we need each other, demonizing rhetoric that happens from the each other all over our nation, our world, it irritates me. And that's too much of a soft description of how I feel about the way folks who hold different opinions about opposing viewpoints, how they express them in the public sphere. And I'm sure folks express them similarly, if not worse, in private, as they're ideologically driven by their public personas. Still, demonizing rhetoric, it irritates me. And I don't want to turn this sermon into demonizing rhetoric against the people I disagree with. Because, you know, there's wedge issues like abortion, immigration, sexual orientation, gender identity, taxes. That's where the rhetoric is at its worst. There are lots of other places, it seems like, these days. It seems like that all who hold opinions are sure that theirs is correct, and all others are not only incorrect, but invalid, unpatriotic, and evil. And my faith requires that I stand up for those who are abused, who are neglected, exploited, or outcast. My faith also requires that I love all of God's beloved, all of God's children, everyone. So if I demonize those who hold different opinions than I do, I guess I'm not being true to my faith. If I don't stand up to those who seek to exclude, marginalize, or reject the most powerless in society, I'm also not being true to my faith. So I have to see all of God's children as members of this same grand club that I'm part of. And I still say, if your agenda is power, exclusivity, and hate, I want no part of what you do or who you are. I do not wish you well. Has my faith required that? How could my faith require me to reject any who are members of the same grand club? Who's familiar with Taylor Swift? Maybe she sings a little bit. Maybe she broke the internet on Friday when she released a new single. It's called Look What You Made Me Do. It's an angry song. It's a revenge song a little bit, and the internet is abuzz with that phrase, and some saying it's a great song, some saying it's not a great song. I don't want to delve into the art of the song. If you like music, you might like that. If you don't like Taylor Swift music, it doesn't sound like her. If you don't like it, that's okay. It's art. But it opens up a conversation of this phrase, look what you made me do. When somebody is expressing demonizing rhetoric about somebody else, about a different group of people, and neglecting that they are part of this greater whole, it makes me want to stand up and say something not always nice. I'm pretty nice. Sometimes, yeah, it does. Sometimes it makes me want to punch somebody in the face, and I'm a pacifist. I don't punch anyone in the face. I don't punch anyone anywhere. I know that my faith does not require me to punch somebody. Look what you made me do. If your religion tells you, in keeping with a theme from last week, if your religion tells you that it's okay to get religion against your, or to get revenge against your enemies, then there's a problem with your religion. But if your religion tells you that the Bible tells you that it's okay to get revenge against your enemies, you have a point. Because you can find it in the Bible. If your religion tells you that racism is okay, then there's a problem with your religion. But if the Bible tells you that racism is okay and you can find it in there, then you've got a point. So what do we do with that? Our religion calls us, our faith calls us to be good and kind to one another and to respect the whole. And our religion also can teach us that it's okay to marginalize people because of their skin color, because of who they love, all of these different things. We can find it in the Bible, and that bothers me even more than demonizing rhetoric does, if that's possible. back to Taylor Swift's song, with What You Made Me Do. She's angry at the world. She's angry at the music industry for the way that people have sought to marginalize her. She's a big star, but they wanted to do things a certain way, and they get angry with her at things for this and that. Taylor Swift was in the news recently. If you don't follow her music, she was in the news, and she caught flack from certain segments of society because she stood up and she refused to back down after, during a photo session, a DJ reached under her skirt and grabbed her backside, bare-skinned right there. And he said, "Oh no, I didn't do that." And she made a complaint, they made an investigation, the DJ got fired, he sued her. Just most recently, the judge said, "No, you did it, and you deserve what came to you afterwards. She didn't do anything wrong for calling you out. Look what you made me do." Did he make her do that? No. Taylor decided to do that because she thought it was right. When all of those things, we decide what we're going to do. We're responsible for our actions. But we are connected. That's what the Bible tells us today. It doesn't tell us we're responsible for our actions. It tells us that we are connected. And it calls us to be responsible. It calls us to live justly. It calls us to think on these things. It calls us to think on them with sober judgment. Because we're connected. But we don't cause each other to do things. So if I act awfully, it doesn't mean that I have made you do something. If you act awfully, it doesn't mean that you have made me do something. We're responsible for our actions. We're responsible for how we do things, how we say things. But we're also connected one to the other. How does that work? What I do does affect you. What you do does affect me. What we as the church do should affect the rest of the world. And it shouldn't be in a negative way. What if we could take, "Look what you made me do," and turn it into a positive thing? In Hebrews, it talks about provoking one another to good works. Romans talks about us being transformed and knowing that we are all together in this, that there are many parts. "Look what you made me do. You inspired me so much that I went out and I changed the world." Yeah, I can get down with that. The whole is changed because of the individual members. We don't make someone do something else. But I hope that we are inspirational to the individuals within this grand club, the individuals throughout the world. Because we're all connected, all of humanity. "Look what you made me do. You inspired me to do something good. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, so we who are many are one in Christ. And individually, we are members one of the other. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given us. Prophecy in proportion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness." My brothers and sisters, let us all do what we do and inspire one another. Let us all be transformed. Amen.